الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected ulama, brothers and the most beloved children, while sitting in the masjid thinking that what am I going to speak on, an adhan took place. And when I entered the masjid, in the back I was hearing people talking all the time, noises from all sides. So it came in mind to remind you that why adhan takes place. We have to say that we do not respect the adhan. Although that's not my subject today. It's just that I came in the masjid and this is what I saw. And I felt important that it should be said. Do you know adhan is so important that it actually refreshes your iman. It refreshes your iman. That is if you want to take it as important. When we hear the adhan, when we say Allahu Akbar, you mean you just say Allahu Akbar and khalas? If that is your iman, then that's not iman. You have to ponder upon the meaning of Allahu, you are the greatest. Bring that into your life that you are the greatest. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, when you say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you say, I bear witness Allah, you are the one. Did you see it from your heart or you just said it because it's a formality? You have to show that condition must come into Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ya Allah, you are the one. I bear witness you are Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, when you say, I bear witness Nabi Karim Sallallahu Muhammad, say, he's a merchant. So what are you doing to yourself? You are refreshing your iman. You are refreshing your iman. You are actually refreshing your iman not to talk to the next person at that time. You don't even realize that you are refreshing your iman at that time. Because your link with Allah Ta'ala is something else at that time. You are actually saying with your heart, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, I bear with Allah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, servant of Allah Ta'ala. So where you have the time to talk to the next person, that adhan. Instead of that, you are supposed to answer that. One lady, she was an ignorant person. At home, unfortunately at home, the ladies, when they hear the adhan, they don't have the time. Leave the ladies at home in the masjid, the people don't respect the adhan. One old lady was an ignorant woman, very ignorant. But when adhan should take place, she keep silent. Don't speak one word to anyone. And when she was passing away, and now it's obvious that once you pass away, the doors of the hereafter is open to you. And she began to speak in Arabic certain things. No one could understand what she was saying. And they brought an alim, then alim, he understood very well, and he said that she's saying that they have come now to take me to Jannat. Yet she was an ignorant person. Totally ignorant, no nothing. So they asked the house people, what happened? How she, give us some idea about why she passed in this condition. So they said that she did do nothing but the time adhan, she would not go to the toilet also. She will not talk anything but she respect the adhan and she give jawab the adhan. Now tell me when this is the condition of a woman who just respected the adhan. If you respect Allah Ta'ala in every, what will be your position then? So this is a very important thing. Respect is very important. So this adhan just came in mind when I came to the masjid to tell you that whenever adhan takes place, give jawab to it. But when you give jawab to it, give it with this how I'm telling you. Revive your iman. Your iman being revived, refreshed all the time. You don't know how important it is. Allah must give you the hidayah to follow the thing. I recite an ayat from the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظُلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. You'll agree with me that you can count rainfall also. You can give record of how much rain has fallen down. You can give record of that. You can also say, you can make out the stars in the sky also. You can make out. It's possible. But the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, you cannot take account of. You cannot count the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's ni'mat upon us is beyond comprehension. You cannot count it. For example, if you look at Allah Ta'ala, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah Ta'ala says himself, if you want to count the ni'mat, you cannot count it. لَا تُحْصُوهَا. وَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظُلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. But mankind, insan, is completely a namak haram. Ungrateful. Most ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. Whereas he is supposed to be most grateful to Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mat Allah has given us. In principle, there's two kinds of ni'mat. One is zahiri ni'mat and one is batin ni'mat. The outward ni'mat is like you can see whatever you can see. The sun is a ni'mat for Allah Ta'ala. The sun is what a great ni'mat. If there's no sun, there's no life. With sun, there's so much of benefit that if a person says it's very hot today, but through perspiration, so many sicknesses are going away too. But you don't understand it. You don't make shukr for that either. The moon itself is a ni'mat that if there's no light, because we got lights here all the time, we do not appreciate the moon. Go to a place where there's no light, they wait for the 15th moon to. Because how much of appreciation they make for them. So these ni'mat, when they come to us, we don't make appreciate it at all. We have to appreciate all the time. So the sun is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Everything is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. The food is also a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Every creation that came in this world has got one food to eat. They eat that and that's it all. There's no other food for the other creation. Every animal came, some eat this, some eat that. They don't eat anything else. For mankind instead, Allah Ta'ala is so many different kind of food. So different. Whatever you desire for, you got to eat. Your desire, what you want to eat, you eat that. Whatever you desire, all kinds of ni'mat Allah has given, you cannot even count them to. And you do it how you want it, you want to eat how you want to eat. There's ni'mat, but not that. It's very great. Drinking also, you find any kind of drink, what you want to drink, Allah Ta'ala has given you. Did you make shukr for that? You know, once, Munafanzal Munadabad Rahmatullah Alayhi, he lived 150 years in this world. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi went to meet him at night, one night. It so happened at that time, there was no such thing as a restaurant that we got today. So he told him, you came this part of the night, who's going to give you food? He said, never mind, come. He gave him food to eat. So there was dal there and some bread. So he asked him, what are you eating? He said, Hazrat, I'm eating dal and bread. He said, Sahaba ne ye bhi nahi khaya hai. Sahaba does not even eat that. How much of shukr we making for the food that we're eating in front of Allah Ta'ala? Did you any time think of that? That any time when you ate food, did you think, Ya Allah, you gave me this food, others have not even eat that food. No sugar at all. No ni'mat. If your mother gave you yesterday's food, you'll complain. Your mother gave you yesterday's food. But let me give you an incident of a baker. He should sell his stale bread more expensive than his fresh bread. He should sell his stale bread more than the fresh bread. And people should buy stale bread, not the fresh bread too. Someone asked him, what is the reason for you? Your stale bread is more expensive than the fresh bread. You know what he said? He said, the stale bread is more near to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam than the fresh bread. I got that intention on selling the bread. That's why they're buying the bread for me too. So if your mother gave you one food before yesterday, one stale food, think of this incident. And be happy and eat the food nicely too. That this food is more near to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam than today's food. You'd eat it with happiness and the mother would be happy too and everyone would be happy too. So Allah Ta'ala has given food also of different kind. Fruits of all kind. All kind of fruit. Whatever you want to eat, you've been given. What Allah Ta'ala not prepared for you? This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Clothing, you look at it, every creation came, one clothing. That is the clothing, winter, cold, hot, summer, that's one clothing, they come with, that's all the clothing is. Whether they feel cold, whether they're raining, whatever it is, they wear that clothing. For mankind, for insan, when it comes to winter, he makes clothing according to what heart that winter is to keep himself warm. He keeps himself warm with that clothing. When it comes to summer, he makes that clothing according to that tabiat. Allah gave him everything of this thing for him. How much Allah loves us. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. The clothing is of the best too. Eating of the best too. House is of the best too. House, if you look at it, what kind of house you want, you can build according to that. Live in that house, but you must live with the condition to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. There was a buzruk, you know. He went to meet his murid and he made a beautiful house. Hazrat, come see my house. So he asked him, why did you build these windows and all? He said, Hazrat, I saw that nice wind and come and I feel comfortable. He said, what a mistake you made. Why did you make this intention that, Ya Allah, I made this window with this intention and hear the adhan? I'll hear the adhan. So I can come more close to you. And side by side with that, I'll be getting all the freshness, everything. I'll be getting niyat every time when I open the window, I'll get the intention that my niyat I made, Allah will give me every day reward for that. And I'll be also getting the freshness. So the house Allah Ta'ala give you the best. Wearing clothing of the best, eating of the best, everything of the best. These are ni'mat which you can see from our eyes. With our eyes, it touches us too. We touch it too. But then there's another ni'mat which is more greater than that ni'mat. And that is called a zahiri, batni. That inside ni'mat is something, my dear friends. One is in knowledge. Knowledge is something which is, you cannot see. You can't take knowledge and put in your pocket. You can take knowledge and put in your pocket. No one can see how knowledgeable this person is. If you see a person wearing tattered and torn clothing and coming here, but he's so knowledgeable, very knowledgeable. But if you look at him, you say he's nothing. But what knowledge he has, we start speaking, saying what knowledge this person's got. So knowledge is something which is inside the preserved. It's in the heart. Iman also the same thing. Iman is something in your heart. It's not outside. Inside, Iman is in your heart. It's not outside. You cannot see Iman at all. Muhabbat, the love, is also in your heart. It's not in outside. The marifat Allah Ta'ala, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala is in your heart, not outside. You cannot make out. That's why you cannot make a person out. You see, maybe a very great saint sitting down here. You may be thinking he's an ordinary person, but you don't know how close he is to Allah Ta'ala because of his marifat, his recognition of marifat. So that is the most important thing. But this iman Allah Ta'ala has given us, now you have to show your iman. Very important. How your iman can be exposed. You mustn't tell, I got iman to everyone. You can't write that, I got iman for it. How will your iman be exposed? That's why Allah Ta'ala brought Islam. Allah Ta'ala brought what? Islam. And what is Islam? To see the 5 times namaz, you read namaz, that shows you. You go for hajj, that shows you got iman. You keep fast, that shows you got iman. All those things, Allah Ta'ala, Islam exposes you as your iman. Because iman is hidden. So the azmat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, if there's no one does not have in him, his iman is incomplete. He does not have iman. Likewise, the love of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the foundation of iman. If a person does not have love for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you must know something, his iman is incomplete. That is the foundation of one iman. And he really made it very clear, la yu'minu ahadukum. That person's iman, until unless he does not have love for me, more than his worldly things, his mother and father and everything else, his iman not. Who said that? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How do you come to know a person's iman? When you get the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, then you cannot make out. He's going through some difficulties and hardships. When you're going against his nafs to do something, then you come to what his iman is. Like for example, to wake up in early part of the morning,
to hear the adhan early for the morning to come for Fajr Salah.
Your desire is not to come. Never to come. You want to sleep there, the hot bed, you want to leave and come. But your love for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be now tested. That now will you leave that hot bed of yours and your wife? And now will you run towards me or not to show how much of love you got from me? It's very easy for you to say, I love Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very easy. You don't have to say it. Your actions are the proof. Don't have to open your mouth to say, I love Nabi Karim at all. Upon look at you, someone look at you, say, you got this person love for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how the Sahaba ikramed. When the time you have to go out on jihad, God, at that time, you know, you say, your family say, stay away, don't go, and this and that. And your love overtakes the love of Allah, Rasul, and then you come to know your iman is not iman. That you leave everything and sacrifice everything, and you say, I'm going in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah. Sahaba Ikram had this quality in them. The time of Hijrah, when Hazrat Nabi Karim made Hijrah, every Sahabi were told to leave their families, their children, and everything, the business, everything. And just come with me, that's all. What's going to be the outcome? We're not concerned. We're only doing what Amanna was the Dhamma. We follow Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all know very well, they went to Madinatul Munawwara with nothing at all. They were tested in different ways. But they made sure that they did not go against the teaching of Nabi Karim. The love for Nabi, this is what you call, prove your love for Nabi Karim, so prove your love. Today, look at our nikahs today. Is there according to sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nikahs, if you hear the thing, you come to realize how simple, like two rakat namaz. But we go through so much, the only difference is that nikah takes place in the masjid. You're keeping yourself happy for that. Day after, whatever takes place is again the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So your nikahs, if you look at it, again the sunnah. Your businesses, if you look at it, again the sunnah of Nabi Karim. Everything is again the sunnah. Where's the love of Allah Ta'ala? Where's the love of Allah Ta'ala? Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what did he say? Ya Rasul, I love you. Nabi Rasul, Umar, think before you say it to me that. Who is saying that to? Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And who he was? He said, if any Nabi after me, there was any Nabi, it would have been Umar. Gave him that status, but when he's saying, Ya Rasulullah, I love you, he said, oh Umar, be careful what you say. Be careful. Three times into him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. He said, then be prepared for poverty. Prepare for poverty. Prepare for all tests. Prepare for miserable life also. All miseries must come into you. Because when Allah Ta'ala gives you everything, then you become very, very close to Allah Ta'ala. فَمَّنْ إِنسَانُ إِذَا مَمَتَ اللَّهُ When Allah Ta'ala gives you everything, Allah Ta'ala has honored me. Allah Ta'ala, أَمَّا إِذَا مَمَتَ اللَّهُ فَقَدَرْ عَلِي رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولْ رَبِّي أَهَانًا And the moment Allah Ta'ala takes away your rizq, and He knows why He's doing that, everything that Allah Ta'ala does for you is a ni'mat. Remember, a sickness is a ni'mat for you too. Sickness is a ni'mat. That poverty is ni'mat for you too. If Allah Ta'ala wants to give you, He can give you everything of the best, but He knows if I give him a banda, this thing, He'll forget me. If I give him sickness and he make dua every year, Allah will put me right, give me good health, Allah says, I'm not going to give him good health because now He's remembering me. And He becomes more closer to me. Why must I break that link with Him? Let Him get a little bit of difficulties. Never mind He becoming close to me. That is more important. So in everything is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Everything. Ayyub alayhi salam, you know the famous story, Ayyub alayhi salam. He was Allah Ta'ala, what did Allah Ta'ala not give him? Give him everything of the best. What is shaitan telling him? Shaitan told him, you only remembering Allah Ta'ala because Allah gave you everything of the best. Best of children, best of this and best of that. Wonderful children, properties and what you name it, he's got everything. What did he tell him? Tell him, you can say whatever you want. Allah Ta'ala slow by slow took up his children. Everything was gone of his. Everything was gone of his. His family left him. Everyone left him beside his wife. They all lost. And day after, he told him, okay, never mind, you remember Allah Ta'ala because of your health. He said to Shaitan, that is not so true. And we know how sick he was. The sickness that he was put into, only Nabis can go through that test. We cannot even talk of the test. And you know what happened day after that day. Even the people abandoned him, told him to go out of the street. And at that time, you know, he still remembered Allah Ta'ala more and more and more. He did not forget Allah Ta'ala. He did not forget. In the hadith, it mentioned, if you remember Allah Ta'ala in your good days, in your bad days, Allah Ta'ala remember in the good days. But in the good days, everyone remember Allah Ta'ala. You don't get food. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Today, business is so good. Alhamdulillah. Tomorrow, it goes down. No, alhamdulillah. Now, you're complaining. Hey, you know what? Last year, business was so good. The Christmas was so grand. Alhamdulillah. 20 times, alhamdulillah. Now, it's gone down. No, alhamdulillah. Where is the relation to Allah Ta'ala? So, likewise, you have to. Alhamdulillah. Ayyub al-Islam, alhamdulillah. How are you, alhamdulillah? When Allah Ta'ala gave shifa to Ayyub al-Islam, and someone asked him, hey, Ayyub, how are you? He said, alhamdulillah, Allah has been very kind. But not at the time when I was sick. So what do you mean by that? He said, when I was sick, the morning and voice would come and tell me, oh Ayyub, how are you? And the voice of Allah. The voice? The whole day I should get in ecstasy. And at night when I go to sleep, the voice come again, oh Ayyub, how are you? I miss that voice today. So what I'm trying to say you is the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala we don't make qadr of. We don't appreciate the ni'mat. We have to learn to make appreciate the qadr of ni'mat Allah Ta'ala. That is the most important thing. If you only know how to appreciate the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us today. Today Allah has given everything of the best. How much appreciation we have done. Nabi Kareem said to us, when you look at a person of the world, look at a person lower than you. You'll always remember Allah more and more. Look at people lower than you. If you got shoes, look at those people who got no shoes. If you got food, look at those people who got no food. If you got transport, look at those people who got no transport. Did you any time think to yourself in a very, very rainy day, and it's pouring and you're driving your car and you're passing by a bus stop and saw so many people standing there. Waiting for the transport. You don't know when they're going to get the transport. Did you say, oh Allah, thank you, give me this transport. Did you ever make shukr for that? Did you ever think of that? You never make shukr for that. So what kind of shukr are we? When the Dasaji says, Banda ko shakir rehna chahiye. Banda ko shakir. Every moment you make shukr to Allah. You came to the masjid, yeah, I did make shukr to Allah. Oh Allah, I made shukr because so many people outside not even come to the masjid. Allah, you left them and you brought me here. How can I thank you for that? Because remember one thing. You came to the masjid, you did not become, he brought you here. If you are under the impression that you came to the masjid, you are doing Allah Ta'ala a favor. My dear friend, doing Allah Ta'ala no favors at all. Allah is doing you his favor by showing you that I love you, that I brought you to the masjid. If he did not love you, he would not brought you to this masjid. For that, you have made shukr to Allah Ta'ala. How many people are making shukr for that? So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Then if you begin to count the name of Allah Ta'ala, you cannot come and count. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ الْأَظَلُومُ كَفَّارُ. Insan is someone who is most ungrateful. He never made shukr to me. Ungrateful. So, the most important thing this month, my dear friends, that the ni'mat Allah has given us, make shukr to Allah. Accept it. This knowledge, that iman is the greatest ni'mat. Did you any time make shukr for that? They say, you know, that's why I get that incident of Adhan. Incident is how quickly you can refresh your iman. Every day you can refresh your iman. 5 times a day you can refresh your iman. Then the moment you hear the Adhan, give answer to Adhan. Allahu Akbar. That same iman would send great and grand and come, Ya Allah, he remembered me. And that iman become more stronger and stronger. And through that iman, Allah give you jannat. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. So whatever I have said, Allah Ta'ala amal kani, tawfeeq naseeb farmaye. Jo pareshani hoti hai, ab jagah par Allah Ta'ala pareshani dur kar de. And when there's no rain, Allah Ta'ala send rain also. But remember, whatever is happening, it's not because of Allah, it's because of us. If we remember Allah Ta'ala, in the Quran is mentioned that whenever you say there's no rain on me, it's istighfar. It's because of our sins that Allah Ta'ala is throwing, closing the doors of rain, closing the doors of ni'mat. It's because of our own sins. Now the only way we can let the doors open is to make istighfar and tawbah istighfar and turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wa'ankani, tawfiq, nasif, wa'akhir, na'am, alhamdulillah.